Well, they won't get away with it any longer because they'll all be in the Army by the end of the year. I'm sure of that. I haven't heard from anybody. I got a statement from organization up in Fort Collins, the real estate company that Gene works for, sent me a statement on the monthly collection of the duplex. He's collecting his $12 every month and paying our mortgage every month. They got the rent up to $100 a unit and keeping it at that. They had it 130 to one guy, and so it didn't work, I guess. And it went back to 100 each, so I guess they're staying in there at 100. I guess they're not going to sell it for us as long as there's some income coming and they can keep it under the management. Well, I don't care much one way or the other. I got a statement from the Bank of America where they put $711 in saving and $118 in checking. I got the last statement I sent you from the bank shows that they had put the money in there, and that little flap where they let the thing deplete. I had three overdrawn statements on that, you'll notice. And I wrote to the first one I got, first overdrawn, I wrote to that fellow that runs it for us, and I told him about it. He wrote back and said it was a mistake and that they had, they credited us again with all of those withdrawals, $2 an overdrawn statement. So your checking account's all right now. And that was the very thing you went through, was the very thing that I told the guy would happen if they didn't keep that right. I said, we're too far away to do anything about it. And if we get overdrawn, we're in trouble. And he said, well, I won't let it happen. I'll see it. But I think he's taking a little better care of it now. I hope so, anyway. I don't know how they haven't sent me a savings statement. I don't know what we got in a savings account. But I got another step increase, I told you, and I'm a 5-3 now, and I get a $13,700 a year. So that should be over $1,000 a month going into that savings account. Of course, I pay over $300 a month for that income tax guy, the guy up there that wants to charge me. Nothing I can do about that either. But I was sure tickled when I got your letter, and the gal, you said that as soon as I left, the gals come and took you out. And I'm sure hoping that everything is going rosy for you, because you know how I feel about the whole thing. I feel a little bit like I'm putting you out there away from your old homestead and things familiar to you, and you'd have to make your own way, and I guess maybe you're doing a good job of it anyway. I think you are. I'd sure like to hear from Lou, but I guess I'll have to write him a letter before he writes to me. I haven't heard from Uncle Bob how the duplex is going. And I haven't heard from old Lou either. But I guess he's paying the bills on the duplex. I haven't seen anything yet that got it in the banks. The mortgage has been foreclosed on us. I hope that doesn't happen. Well, honey, tomorrow's another day that I have to go down to Canto. It seems like I just go and come back. I just got back. When was it? Saturday? Yeah, I had Sunday here. Now I've got to go down tomorrow to attend a conference on time and attendance. There's a time and attendance forms. We credit ourselves with time and attendance, and I'm the timekeeper. So Washington is complaining about all the overtime or something, that everybody's getting out here, and they're coming out here in secret investigating parties, and they're running around. So the guy from Saigon is coming down to give us a little pep talk on time and attendance. When I took over this job, I went down to look at the time and attendance program they had in Canto, and these people in Canto give it to the provinces, which is me. Up in Da Nang, they kept it up there, and they made the time and attendance. We didn't have to worry about it, but down here, we give it to all the people, and I'm one of them. And I was supposed to learn it the other day, 2 weeks ago, so I took the secretary that I got here, and we went down and spent the day, and I let her spend the day with the Vietnamese expert, and thought she had it, but she's so damn dumb, she don't know anything about it. So I guess I'll have to learn it. I was going to try and hook it on to somebody's responsibility, but since it's mine, I'll have to learn it. So, honey, if this tape's running short, I want to tell you that I sure do love you, and I'm looking forward to December, because we're going to get together sometime about your birthday, I'm pretty sure. It might not be right on then, but it'll be, I think you'll get to come here between the 22nd. And they might have to make out a lot of papers. Anyway, I'll do the best I can. And there's all this love in my heart that I'm going to send out to you. And every day I send it anyway when I say my morning prayers and I think of you saying yours. So I'm with you all the time, whether you know it or not, and I hope you feel it, because I sometimes think that in a strange country like that, you might have lost your old ability to feel my spirit floating around as close to you. Anyway, it does, and I can see you right there in your little house all the time, and I'm sending love all the time. And I send it now with this little tape. So take good care of yourself, baby, and remember how much I love you. And I'll wait till I get back from Canto to tell you how.